This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. But first, you know where we are, calendar-wise. Don't you? Right on the cusp of that summertime lull where the news goes to die. Schools are out, vacations have started. You know what I'm talking about. Still in all, there were some going-ons this week worth spending the next 4 minutes of live radio on. Here to do that with us are Catherine Rampell from the New York Times. She is down in our Washington bureau today. John Carney from CNBC. He is in our studios in New York City. Hey, guys.
Hi, hey, Kai.
So, Mr. Carney, let me start with you and something that's been happening, somewhat regularly over the past couple of weeks. The 10-year T-note is getting more interest rate worthy, right? The 10-year's up above 2%. Rates are rising overall. Do you make anything of that or don't you?
I do make something of it, although I make two things of it, and they're contradictory. Some people worry that the positive signs we've seen in the economy means that the Fed is going to pull back on some of it, on its low rate policies, mm-hmm. maybe QE, and so rates are rising ahead of that. Or it might mean that the economy actually is doing better and people are putting money to work in places yeah. other than the treasuries. So that's a good sign.
Okay. But Catherine, help me out with this because, you know, rising rates are tricky and people get worried and the stock market's going a little crazy. I saw the word volatility today for the first time in I don't know how long. Right?
Yeah, I mean, the economy is still not in great shape, as we discuss every time I'm on the show.
I know. Maybe it's you. Have you ever thought of that?
Maybe I'm bringing down the whole economy. It's possible. So, you know, I think there's still reason to be concerned about where the economy is headed because of a lot of different factors, including, what's happening to government budgets and uncertainty about Europe and various other things. So it's not terribly surprising that we're still seeing some concerns, you know, reflected in markets.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Fed issue is a major one. For at least a lot of the analysts that I talk with, there is some concern that, as John mentioned, that maybe the Fed will start to at least announce a plan mm-hmm. to tighten.
Or announce a plan to have a plan to perhaps eventually start talking about having
yeah,
a plan,
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's sort of more what it would look like. Yeah. And a lot of people don't actually think that that's going to happen next week just because too many of the economic indicators that have come in recently mm-hmm. have been a little disappointing. So it doesn't seem like there are grounds necessarily for the Fed to make waves by saying, okay, guys, here's our plan for a plan for a plan yeah. to tighten, which would indeed make waves, even though it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. John, changing gears here for a second. The big story of the past 10 days, of course, has been the NSA and Edward Snowden and Prism and the companies involved in that. Do you foresee peril for any of these companies going forth? I mean, they are now being mentioned. We're going to have a story on it actually later in the broadcast. Do you think they're worried or are they just going to weather this storm as they
I think
so
they'll
many?
Weather this storm. I don't think that there's a lot of trouble either coming from the telecom companies or Booz Allen, the company that Snowden worked for as a contractor mm-hmm. to the government. I don't think they're in a lot of trouble. But one of the things I think that was amazing that we found out is just how much money these private contractors make. And I think there may be some reconsideration in the not anytime very soon, but perhaps in the next presidential election. People say, you know, maybe we shouldn't be sort of outsourcing so much of this work.
Mm-hmm.
In the long run, they could be in trouble.
Yeah. Interesting point, actually, about the politics of that getting caught up in the machinations of things. And Catherine, this next one's a little sideways, but I want to talk briefly on Syria. It's yet another thing that's going to take the president and let him not concentrate on the economy and jobs and all of that stuff and sort conceivably gum up the works in Washington. You worried about Syria at all, seeing as how you're sitting in Washington this week?
to be fair, I'm an economics reporter.
You are no expert.
I'm not an expert in this
disclaimer
area.
Disclaimer warranted.
Yes. So I feel
fair.
Like I'm,
fair enough.
I'm out of my element a bit.
Go ahead, John. You're not an
okay,
expert.
Okay, look, I'm never out of my element. Here's my feeling, that the big danger, actually, disruptions in the Middle East tend to drive oil prices higher. That acts as a drag on the economy. We're already seeing a little of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, traders who trade in commodities tell CNBC that they are watching what's happening in Syria, you know, all the time, and they're heavily focused on it. So there is an economic drag that we could see out of that.
All right, there you go. John Carney from CNBC, Catherine Rampell from The New York Times. Thanks, you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
you
Kai.
Too.
All right, we'll see you.